Toothless dropped the rusty sword into Hiccup's hand, and he caught it just in time to parry a blow by Alvin so terrible that if it had actually connected with Hiccup's neck, it might have removed his head from his shoulders then and there. Hiccup caught the sword in his left hand because, if you remember, his right arm was dislocated and in a sling. This isn't going to last long, he thought to himself. It was a case of man against boy, and Hiccup wasn't exactly the greatest sword fighter in the Inner Isles, even with his right hand. "Keep your point up, Hiccup!" shouted Fishlegs, desperately trying to clamber up after them so he could help. "Eye on the swords at all times! A strong wrist! Remember your footwork!" Alvin the Treacherous gave a great swipe at Hiccup's belly, and Hiccup was surprised to find his left arm jerk up and his own sword block Alvin's in the nick of time. Alvin was equally surprised, and he hauled his great sword over his wicked head, and he brought it down towards Hiccup's neck. And Hiccup's arm flashed up and parried the blow, just before it bit. Astonished, Alvin began raining blows thick and fast, swiping and slashing and lunging, and Hiccup's left arm parried every thrust, as if it had a life of its own.
"Well, suffering swordfish!" exclaimed Fishlegs. "Hiccup is left-handed!"
I would not have you think that this was a fight that Hiccup would be proud to look back upon now, for Hiccup would grow up to be a master swordsman, a genius of the art, and this fight, by comparison with the extraordinary skill with which he fought later, was clumsy work, mostly defensive strokes. And although I would love to say that Alvin the Treacherous was a brilliant sword fighter, the truth is that he was just so-so at the art, preferring to poison his enemy's cup or bash him from behind with a rock to fighting him face to face. But he was still much older, stronger and more experienced than Hiccup. And while it might not have been the best fight Hiccup ever fought, it was certainly the one he would look back on with the most astonishment and pride. For it was the first time in his life that Hiccup realised he was left-handed. Imagine if you'd spent the whole first part of your life trying to walk on your hands. The clumsiness of it, always falling over, always stumbling, always the last at everything. Imagine the joy of discovering that, in fact, you could walk on your feet after all. That is what it felt like to Hiccup, fighting with his left hand for the first time. So exhilarating was the feeling that he was even starting to enjoy himself. Hiccup was helped by Toothless, who swooped down and attacked Alvin's head so that Alvin was constantly distracted. "Unfair," smiled Alvin. "I never thought Grimbeard's heir would stoop to two against one."